latter item, you'll find their work only at art theatres. I'd already given Stanley a list of my shorter pieces, and we decided that one, The Sentinel, contained a basic idea on which we could build. The Sentinel was written in an explosion of energy at Christmas 1948 as my entry for a BBC short story competition. It wasn't even placed, and I've sometimes wondered who did win. It's now been anthologized so often that I need only say that it's a mood piece about the discovery of an alien artifact on the moon, a kind of burglar alarm waiting to be set off by mankind's arrival. 2001 is often said to be based on The Sentinel, but that's a gross oversimplification. The two bear much the same relationship as an acorn and an oak tree. It needed a lot more material to make the movie, and some of it came from another short story, Encounter in the Dawn, and four other shorts. But most of it was wholly new, and the result of months of brainstorming with Stanley, followed by lonely, well, fairly lonely, hours in room 1008 of the famous Hotel Chelsea on 23rd Street, which I was happy to revisit only a few months ago. That's where most of the novel was written, and the journal